Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Honey with Local Splash. Hi, Guillermo.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Yes, this is Honey with Local Splash, and the reason for my call is that we wanted to go ahead and do an account review with you. If you could recall, during your client interview, we informed you that after a few weeks, we will call you to touch base and check the account standing and see what are the things that we needed to do. So this call may take about 15 to 20 minutes. Is this a good time?
Okay, this is for to the Facebook thing, correct?
Yes, and we will also, well, we will discuss Facebook because that's one of the pending items, but we will go over with the overall performance and status of the account.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So just to confirm, this is the right, a good time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that is great. So thank you so much, Guillermo, for, of course, choosing Local Splash as your premier marketing agency. So again, like I've mentioned, we are going to be checking the progress of your account, what we have completed so far for your campaign, and then I'm going to walk you through to your client dashboard so that I can teach you and explain to you the different areas of the dashboard. And also, we will be talking about your website. So we can review it together and let me know if you have like any questions or suggestions on it. Now,
Okay.
for the keywords, Now please know you have an existing Google listing, right? Now, we went ahead and processed the claim on that one. So currently, we are still on that process. So we are claiming the existing Google listing that has three reviews. Our Google team is currently working on that one. And we will let you know once that is claimed already, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Now, with regards to your leads, I see here that there are six leads already. Now, please know, once we have claimed the existing Google listing and optimized it, you will actually get more qualified leads, okay? So
Okay.
don't worry if it's still six. That will actually improve over time, especially once we have claimed the existing listing and optimized it.
Bye.
Alright. Now, on your Facebook ads, yes, the Facebook ads campaign has not run yet because we have not received access to your Facebook page. I see here that you've spoken to Stephanie last time, and she tried to contact you back on your scheduled time to have your son do it, but I think she was not able to get hold of you. Can we go ahead and do it now while I have you on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, I wanted to ask, who created the Facebook page? Is it you?
My son.
Your son, I see. So it was created under his personal account.
Yes.
Okay. So this is what's going to happen because only the person who created the Facebook page can actually add us. Is your son available right now?
He's supposed to around here, but I don't see him.
Not yet. Okay. Let's go ahead and continue our discussion with the other matters. If we're lucky, before we end the call, he'll be there, then we can have him add us, okay? All
Okay.
right. So next is, let's go ahead and discuss about your website. Have you had a chance to check your website?
Okay. Say what? Again, one more time?
Yes. Have you checked your website already? The one that we
Yes.
created for you?
Yes.
That is perfect. So, how do you like it? Do you want the like revisions or changes?
Yeah, I don't like much because you see when you open that website, I don't see the website with the Facebook. You see the little symbol, the BNG too small, and I don't see too much, and
That's what, okay. thank you for sharing your feedback. Don't worry. What I will do is that let me schedule you a call with our website team. So we actually call this one a collaboration call with them, and this is to ensure that we go ahead and have you talk to our website department so you can collaborate. You let them know what you don't like and what you like. In that way, they can go ahead and edit the website, and then because we wanted to make sure that the website is really what you really like. And it's very important to us to know and make sure that clients really like the website that we created. So do you have a preferred time by next week where we, I can have the website team call you?
Yes, like I said, you just tell me any day, yes. Because when I open the website, any day, when I open the website, I can be very poor, the website, you know. Just a symbol of the form and the B&G, no number. And too many things, read too much things, it's not, you know, you don't train me people to work, to, you know, business. It's too much reads. I wanna, if you see the, I got another one, before that, he made me a pitch with photos, with photos I do, jobs that I do, videos. I know that's the way I like it. Not just one name and a lot of things you can read. And people in this time don't like to read. You don't like to show, you know, pictures, videos, and things.
I see. I totally understand. Yeah. Don't worry. If you have a copy of the website that you like, we can go ahead and take inspiration from that one, so that our website team would actually also know like what type of website you want us to do for you. So I'm going to go ahead and send you, because I will book you on Monday for the earliest time that we have, because I wanted to make sure our website team gets to speak to you first by Monday. So this will be, let me see. You are in Eastern Standard Time, so this will be, let me check, 10, 11, 12, 1 p.m. your time.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and send you an invite to your email. I will send this to the bggaragedoor16@icloud.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. So let me send you an invite there. Okay, perfect. So I have already secured your schedule for Monday, okay? So Lennon will call you on Monday, again, 1 p.m. your time.
Okay.
All right. Now, let's see. Let's go ahead and go to your dashboard. So have you logged in to your local slash dashboard?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Okay. Let me look at something real quick, because my son last time. I got the local. No, I don't have that. Oh, right here. Hold on. Yeah, I see here. You see, total received. Local 6 reviews, Google profiles, reviews. See, this is something is very poor. Yeah, February is go orange, and March is go blue.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. I lost you for a few seconds. Could you kindly repeat? Have you logged in to the dashboard?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, you see here there is home, right? There's leads, website, listing. Do you see those choices or information?
Yeah. Okay, well, one more time, what did you say again?
Yes. Do you see the home section on your dashboard?
Yes.
Okay. Are you opening this one through your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. So on the home section, this will actually give you general information about your campaign. So it will give you total results, the number of leads that you got. On the left, you will also see their business information, address, your URL. There is also a website editor there that allows you to go ahead and edit the website if in case you wanted to make some changes to it. Now, if you go ahead and click on the upper right corner, there should be three lines there or three dots.
Which one?
On the upper right corner.
In my right?
Yes.
Is that all the time?
No. On your screen, on the upper right corner, do you see like three lines or three dots?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and click that one.
Actually, no one, all right? This is a home link, reviews, Google.
Yes, pages. Yes. That's right. So those are the different features that you can actually check here on your dashboard. So, for example, you go ahead and click leads. That will take you to your leads. So from there, you would see the information about the leads that came in for your campaign. Like, for example, on March 9, you received a call. It was actually marked as invalid lead. So what are this is actually AI assisted, which means all your calls are actually being recorded. And then after every call, AI will actually try to summarize what you have discussed. Now, depending on your conversation or depending on the message to left, let's say, for example, it's a marketing call, then the system will automatically mark it as an invalid lead. But for example, it was a valid call. You spoke with your client. You were able to schedule it. Then after the call, AI will try to transcribe or get a summary of your conversation, and then it will mark the lead as scheduled. Now, this will actually help our clients, your clients, identify which leads are actually like scheduled leads, not valid, which ones needed follow-up as well. Now, you can even filter those leads if, say, for example, you only wanted to see the scheduled ones or the follow-up. You can go ahead and do that.
Okay.
All right. Now, after the leads, let's go ahead and go to, kindly go back again to the three lines in the upper right corner, and then let us let's go to the most important ones. Okay, let's go to reviews. So there are websites, listings, Google Insight. You can.
You want me to go back again to the trend line? To the reviews. Let's see. Okay.
Guillermo, you are but can you hear me okay?
Yes, it's because I'm right in the mall eating. And that's a little my free time right now.
I see. Okay, no problem. If you can't hear me clearly, just go ahead and let me know, okay? So
okay.
I can repeat myself. Okay. Now let's go to the reviews tab.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. Now, here on the reviews tab, it is very important that you start collecting reviews, okay? Now, like we told you, we are trying to go ahead and claim the existing listing. So, once we have claimed that one, it will actually merge the reviews that you have. So, what will happen there is that you will get more reviews here, but we still want you to continue collecting reviews because it's one of the great factors that will really rank you up in Google. The more reviews you have, five-star reviews that you have, the more that Google will actually rank you up and suggest you more to customers whenever they search for the service that you provide. So it's very important. You see that button there where it says request review?
Give me 1 second. I got a call. This guy is supposed to give me $15,000, and I'm in line with him. Give me one second.
No problem, no problem. I'll stay here.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
Okay, you say go back where?
Yes, kindly go to reviews again.
Uh-huh.
Okay, do you see where it says request review?
Uh-huh.
Yes, so let me just go ahead. So what this does is that when you need to go ahead and when you go ahead and click that one, it will ask you to enter the customer's name, the phone number, and then the email address. That is actually optional. And then preferred language, let's say it is a Spanish customer. So you can click Spanish and then hit send. So what happens is that they actually receive a text that for you. It will have a link there. All they have to do is click on the link, and then it will take them to your Google listing so that they can leave a review.
Okay, every time I got a customer, I need to give you this. I need to grab from him the name and the phone number and the email.
Yes, the email is only optional. The most important information there would be the name and then the phone number.
Okay. And then after I put the phone number and name, I just send it. Send it, correct?
Yes, and they will receive a text.
Okay, because that's why I do it, but in Google. I just copied the review and I sent it to him, and that's why I'm 23 right now, because that's what I do. But if you need to do it like this, I can do it like this too.
Yes, yes. This is a simplified way. It's easier for you to collect reviews to your clients.
Okay. All right. It's, simple like that. I didn't know how to get reviews like this now I know I need to go to review and put his name and phone number like that, send it to him, and like that he can send it to me.
Yes, this would be a simplified way, so it would be easy for you to collect your reviews. Now, let me see here. So this is where you can, there's also different things, templates there, like templates. When you go ahead and click request review, you can create your customized message that they will receive, or you can also click the default template. So it sends them the default template that we created for requesting reviews.
Okay.
All righty. And then next is, could you kindly go back again to the three lines on the top right, and then from reviews, let's go to business information.
Okay.
Okay. Let me know once you're there, okay?
I'm here.
Okay, perfect. So here, this is generally all the information about your business or your campaign. Now, this is not shared with your customers. So that means only you and us can actually see all the information here, because this has all the information about the business. Now, you can actually make edits here. For example, on the description, you can make the edit, or you wanted to update your email address, you can go ahead and do that. Keywords as well, let us know if you wanted to change your keywords and your target location as well. So if you scroll down to the bottom, you would see their media. So this will allow you to go ahead and upload photos as well. If you have fresh photos, you can go ahead and send it here.
Okay. Where I need to put where I can put photos?
Yes. Kindly, are you in the business information now?
Yes. It being due to our doors, my address, my phone number, tracking number. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can you scroll down to the bottom of the page?
In the bottom of the page.
Yes.
Sale checks. At contact. Update balance of PNG services. Okay, I see.
You see the business folder?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you should see there a plus sign as well. So on the plus sign, you can go ahead and click that one, and then it will allow you to add photos.
Is the business, that's just a new one. Yeah, because I like to change the photo. The doors is different. I like to put a different one.
Yes, we would we highly encourage our clients to update photos because the more activity that you actually do, the more that Google will love your business because they like businesses that are active and they know it builds credibility to the business. So it helps with your ranking as well.
I see.
All right. So, okay.
Yeah,
do you have any questions?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to. I got a lot of photos. I need to, put in here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, please add as much as photo as you have. Once you upload photos here, it will actually be uploaded, or it will reflect to all the listings that we have. That we are managing for you or we are optimizing.
Okay, how many photos is supposed to let me put inside?
What I would suggest is that, if you could actually do, every week, upload your photos every week, that would be great.
Every week? Yeah, because I got a lot of photos I need to put in here.
Yes. Let's go ahead and do that. Please upload photos every week, okay? Let's say, for example, you have 20 photos there. Maybe this week you can upload 5. The following week you can upload 5. In that way, you still have more photos that you can upload for the following weeks while you continue to collect more photos as well.
Okay.
All right. So I think that's all. Do you have any questions for me or any clarifications about your account so far?
No. The only thing I like to change the photo and I like to put a different things in there because I want to go to email. It looked like a very poor business.
Yes, don't worry. We will go ahead and update your listing. Once you receive the photos and once you speak with our website team as well, you can upload the photos here for now so that when you speak with them by Monday, they have new photos to use on your listing as well or on your website.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, I think that's it. Oh, by the way, just a quick reminder. Now, because you are getting online presence, that means you will be getting more calls as well. Now, these calls could be different type of calls. It could be service requests. It could be competitor calls, along with many others. Now, any solicitor call or text messages from companies claiming to be Google, they could be companies like Townsquare and Oli requesting extra money for you to complete your Google listing, please know that your Google does not go ahead and call, all right? These are scam calls, and you can hang up the phone with them. If you have, like, any question about your Google listing, please contact us right away, and we will check it for you.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. So I think that's it. Thank you. Oh, one last thing. Please note that you can actually have, we have a program which we call Business Referrals. So if ever you actually suggest or bring in a business to us and then they sign up, you can actually get one free month from us. So that's one good deal. If you like, if you like our service, you're happy with it, if you can share it with your friends who are doing business as well, then we will give you 3 months for each business that you can actually bring into the company. So we call it referral business and get rewarded program.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. So, yeah, I think that's it. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate your time, Guillermo, spending with us. And we will continue to go ahead and work on your campaign. Please make sure to check your dashboard regularly. You can go ahead and check on it, play along with it. If you have any questions on it, which area, in different areas, information, please do not hesitate to let us know. You can call us here at the 877-635-6225 number for additional questions. And you can also email, chat us, and send us a text, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Again, thank you so much for your time. Yeah, this ends our call for today. Thank you so much, and I hope you have... Oh, one last thing, Guillermo. How about the Facebook ads? Has your son arrived?
No.
He left. Okay, all right. So we will continue to contact you in regards to that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy your day.
All right, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.